To the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm coming to you once again from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. This is that old cop Jack McLam. And it's good to be back with you tonight, folks. And we have all kinds of things happening on our phone lines. Just had somebody pick up the line, and I don't know what's going on tonight. We got some poltergeist, I guess, working the system. But everything sounds okay now. I hope it's coming out okay for all of our listeners out there. I'm sitting here at the headquarters of our two police and military associations and going through what's been going on today in the media and around the world. And we have a lot of good material to share with you. But before we start, I want to remind everybody we have a critical deadline. Critical deadline, and we don't know what that date and time is. But the enemies of God and liberty do, and I'm talking about, have we called, have we emailed, have we done anything to stop the hate crimes legislation that is before the Senate Judiciary Committee at this very moment? We'll be right back and give you out that phone number again in case you haven't done your phone calling yet. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the Officer Jack McLam program.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And this is that old cop Jack McLam. And we're just happy to be with you tonight and going over what we've been going over here at our two police and military organizations headquarters. But before we start into that, I just want to remind everybody we have a critical issue in America. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I'll tell you why. For over 10 years now, I've been getting calls from people all across America. Yes, even some soldiers and police officers. And not too long ago, matter of fact, that they believe it's long past time in America that we take up guns against this tyranny in our nation and take back our nation. And there is a growing trend in that direction as we go further and further into this Antichrist world government system. And every time someone asked me that, and it wasn't too long ago, I told you on the air that a pastor called me, a very well-known pastor in America who's a radio pastor and has a lot of listeners, who told me that some things had happened that he learned about, and he believed it was time to pick up our guns and march on the state houses in Washington, D.C., and physically take back our nation and bring it back under God and our constitutional system. I'm telling you, folks, the only thing holding this back is the fact that we still have the First Amendment in this nation, and every day we are winning this battle by awakening more and more people to the fact that we have to get busy, get out, and get busy occupying the institutions, getting involved in things like we're going to talk about here in just a minute. We've talked about the last few weeks, and that is calling, writing, emailing about this hate crimes legislation. We still have the First Amendment, folks. So the reason we do not want, well, there's a lot of reasons we don't want violence in the streets of America. It's not logical for people to want violence in the streets. But one of the main reasons is that we still have the First Amendment. And we are allowed to go on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're allowed to publish publications to police and soldiers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And at our Police and Military Against the New World Order, we're still able to put our books out. And we are able to go on speaking events. We're able to pass out tapes, literature. We can rally together and protest and all of these kind of things. We still have the First Amendment, which is which protects our inalienable right given to us by God Almighty of speaking or not speaking if we don't want to speak, and writing if we want to write or not writing. And so we are winning the battle. I've talked to a number of talk show hosts, and I've talked to a number of organizational leaders in this country, Christian patriots, and they believe the same way, that every single day we still have the First Amendment, and we're able to use mass communications like Republic Broadcasting Network here and publish publications and hand out videos and hand out DVDs and tapes and literature. We are winning, opening the hearts and minds of our fellow Americans. We can tell you that here at our Police and Military Association. We are reaching more police and soldiers and sheriffs at this time than ever before. Now, what happens if the First Amendment, if our right to speak and our right to protest and our right to stand up and preach the whole word of God, his holy word, and what happens then? Well, I'll tell you, folks, when you no longer have a right to speak and you're being controlled like in other communist nations that we know about and heard about for years, it is that time that the frustration level gets so high that people go to arms. They go to violence to try to gain their freedoms back. And we don't want to see that happen. So this is how serious this is, folks. This hate crimes bill that has been approved by the House of Representatives and is now in the Senate Legislative Committee, Senate Judiciary Committee, they call it, under the chairman of Senator Harlan Specter, the magic bullet lawyer. Remember, he's the one that come up with the magic bullet theory during the Kennedy assassination, which was absolutely insanity, that a bullet turns right and turns left and jumps up and flips over and goes back and shoots all those people in the car that Kennedy was in. Absolutely stupidity. But he was able to sell it to the American people for some reason. And now he's head of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And he is pro-hate crimes legislation, which means pro-removal of the First Amendment to the United States Bill of Rights. So, folks, we need to do something. We need to do it now. Remember what God told us over and over in the Holy Bible. He has set watchmen upon the walls, you and me, that should never hold our peace day or night. I think that's Isaiah 62:6, I believe. Check it out. But anyway, we're supposed to be the watchmen, and when we see the enemy approaching, we're supposed to scream to high heaven, kick up sand, and just do everything possible to awaken the people and let them know the enemy's approaching. There is no greater enemy that we have, folks, at this time before us than the removal of our First Amendment protected rights. So I pray that you will contact your elected things on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I think there's 9 of them there. Matter of fact, we've done that here at our office. and tell them no to this amendment that was snuck into the Children's Safety Act of 2005, and that amendment was 2662, which was this horrible hate crimes legislation that they've been trying to pass for years, and the House passed it because many House members were too busy to read the bill. They thought they were protecting children because they read that wonderful name, Children's Safety Act of 2005. But hidden in there was actually the direct opposite. The House passed the Children's Safety Act, and therefore the amendment 2662. Now, we have a few things you need to do. Hopefully you did it. But we want to ask those that did it today or yesterday or and days past to do it again. And what do we want you to do? Call this number. 888-888 is the area code. 355-3588. That is 888, area code, 355-3588. There you will find an operator that will help you get to the nine members. Now, there's more than nine, but we want you to talk to nine, which are the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I would leave alone the Democrats. I believe Reverend Ted Pike is right, that they are locked into voting for this, and it probably won't do you any good. But if we can reach the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee and tell them how much we do not want them to pass this or to remove that evil rider out of the Children's Safety Act. Do not pass that evil rider, Senate Bill 1145. Yes, it's a Senate rider in the Children's Safety Act, and it's a different number. It's not Amendment 2662 as it was in the House bill. It is the Children's Safety Act rider, S as in Sierra, 1145. That's the Senate version of the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005. If it passes through the Senate, folks, it will go directly to President Bush to be signed into law. And guess what? Our good Christian president will have no trouble passing it into law, believe me. Okay, so our job is this. Everyone, first, go to call this number first, 888-355-3588, and talk to your senators there, the Republican senators, and tell them to not pass the rider in the Children's Safety Act, S as in Sierra, 1145. And then the second thing you do is go to truthtellers.org, www.truthtellers.org, and pull down the two articles in there in the alert. There's an alert there, and you can't miss it because right at the top it says alert. Okay? You pull down those two articles and email or fax these two alerts to as many people as possible. Encourage them to do the same thing you did. Second, email or fax the second article called New Federal Hate Crimes Means Funeral for Free Speech, you'll see it right there, to members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, especially to the Republicans. Now, most senators require that you email this article through a web form. That's okay. Because you're going to email it to a web form, you're going to use the web and you're going to email it to them. Now, third, phone members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and tell them to cut the hate crimes bill, and that's S-1145, off the Children's Protection Act, all right, and not to approve any hate crimes bill. Now, when we get back, I want to say just a couple other things, and then we'll get into the news here about what we police officers and soldiers are deeply concerned about going on in the White House and also in the military at this time. We'll be right back after this important break.
In- Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. And just before we get off the hate crimes legislation, folks, this is going to be the death knell to a lot of us that on talk radio, too, because they will. This is just the beginning of the nose of the camel in the tent. If you think they're going to stop with saying that you can't talk out and speak out against homosexuals or say anything at all about homosexuals in a negative manner, like actually reading Leviticus and other parts of the Holy Bible that says sodomy and homosexuality is an abomination before the Lord, I mean, I'd be going to jail right now if I said that. If a preacher said that from the pulpit, we know this because that's what's happening in Canada, who have passed this horrendous, draconian, despotic hate crimes legislation up in Canada and Germany and other places. And also, if you think it's going to stop when you can't say anything that is considered by the Zionist Jews as anti-Semitic, in other words, anything they disagree with, will be hate crimes and you will be picked up. Like if you said or read that part in the Bible, dear Lord in heaven, if you read that the part in the Bible several places, that says that the Jews were complicit in the death of Jesus, you're going off to jail. You're going to jail and you're going to have a heavy fine, as people have in other countries right now, in Canada and other places, who have passed this hate crimes legislation. But if you think it's going to stop there, you're wrong. I mentioned the other day when we had Ted Pike on, Reverend Ted Pike, who is at, once again, www.truthtellers.org. If you have any reason to doubt what I'm saying is true, go to www.truthtellers.org. But when we had him on, I was telling him that we had about two, maybe 4 weeks ago now, a message come across our desk here at our two police and military associations that a judge, an appointed judge, because they're not elected, in the World Court, this International World Court, had made the statement that the Bible is a racist publication. Now, racism will be considered a hate crime. You and I know that. So if this hate crime legislation gets in, it's going to be broadened and broadened and broadened to where we can't say anything that's not approved by the government or these NGOs, non-governmental organizations out there like the ADL and the Anti-Defamation League, who's behind this hate crimes legislation, or you name the organizations that are extremely leftist and all are involved in setting up this Antichrist world government system. So please, folks, call that number, 888-355-3588. And it is a tremendous idea to get a hold of your Republican representatives, not in the Congress, not in the state houses, but get a hold of the, and not in the state legislators, but legislature, that's the way you say it, for the whole legislature up there. And, but get a hold of your representatives for the Republican Party. At the county level, you know you have representatives there at the county level for the Republican Party, and you have representatives at the state level, and send them over these two articles from Pastor Ted Pike's website, www.truthtellers.org, and let them know about the abomination that's going to be passed here very, very quickly. It says Arlen Specter could put this on a fast track at any time and run this thing through the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I'll bet you, I just can imagine that that's what he has planned. So we need to do this tomorrow and the next day, folks, and get a hold of these representatives of the Republican Party at the county level and the state level, and show them what's being done behind their backs, because most of them won't know this is happening, and see if you can't get them to email and to call the Senate Judiciary Committee and tell them no to this hate crimes legislation. So enough said on that, folks. If this passes, like I say, we're very close to seeing a violent confrontation in this nation. And believe me, I love my fellow police officers out there and soldiers, and I love the private sector, people who love God and liberty, and I don't want to see their blood running in the streets of America, but there are those that are in control of our government that does want that to happen. They're looking forward to that to happen because they can immediately bring in martial law and the federal or UN troops to put down the insurrection, that they will call it, by the domestic terrorists in this nation. It's probably what they'll call us, okay? All right, folks. Talk just a minute about the joke of this replacement for Sandra Day O'Connor. It's a joke. You know, Bush is going to is not going to appoint anybody, folks, that is going to give him and his the Bush crime family any problems. Not going to appoint anybody who would dare take on the enemies of God and liberty in this nation. So what has he done? He's appointed a lawyer that has protected him and his evil crime family for years to be a part of this Supreme Court of the United States. Just what we expected. So don't fall for this rhetoric that, she may be a Christian and so forth. We'll be right back to talk more about it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth. No matter how controversial the issue, AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, I'm not going to say much about this because it's a joke. You know, if you had the Mafia Don, just think about this for a minute, the head of the Mafia in America, the Sicilian Mafia and the Jewish Mafia in America, if you had the Don appoint somebody to be his attorney, do you think he would appoint a Christian, a born-again Christian, or if the Mafia Don had the ability to appoint somebody to the Supreme Court, what kind of a person would he appoint? Now you're getting the picture. You know, I've got an article here before me from the Houston Chronicle that lays out how this lady Myers, Harriet Myers, urged the National Bar Association to adopt the abortion issue in the referendum group's full membership. In other words, put it in a referendum for the group to vote on. And she was in favor of abortion rights. And here's her quote. She says, by the way, when she proposed this, the ABA's policymaking body overwhelmingly rejected her request to put the proposal of the issue before the whole American Bar Association, whose then roster was 360,000 members. And she said, "Our current position in favor of abortion rights has no meaning unless it is endorsed, in fact, by our whole membership," Meyer said at the time. Very pro-abortion, folks. But now I heard today, somebody told me they're claiming she's a good Christian lady. By the way, she's a born-again Christian now. just like George W. Bush. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to have another born-again Christian on the Supreme Court of the United States. The Mafia Don is going to appoint a fundamentalist born-again Christian to the Supreme Court. Right. Well, enough said on that, folks. I don't want to spend any more time on that. An event that's happening that we're very excited about, wish all of you could participate in. By the way, you could. We have one of the greatest ministers in America coming to Kamiai, Idaho. And it's October 11th and 12th, and I want to share this with you. One of the greatest ministers in the nation, Pastor John Weaver, will be here speaking for two nights, preaching, listen to me now, the whole Word of God. He doesn't leave anything out. He went through the treacherous seminaries when he became a minister, but somehow God opened his eyes to let him know that the seminaries trained our ministers in lies and in untruth that they went out and taught the parishioners around the nation to cause the Christians to totally withdraw from what God told them to do, and that's occupy the land and the institutions until his return. And so he'll be preaching the whole Word of God, and it's very exciting for us because there's only a few ministers in the nation today that have thrown out their 501c3 tax-exempt status to the IRS, thrown out their state charters that make them a government institution. The churches are a government institution when they have these licenses, and has come back under the law of God, and he preaches the whole Word of God. So it'll be in Kamiai, Idaho, October 11th and 12th, and let's see, you can contact Michael, who's going to be helping us put this thing on. Matter of fact, he is ramrodding this thing to get it done. And you can get him at Cisco Kid. That's Cisco Kid is his email at mtida.net. Cisco Kid at mtida.net. But for further information, folks, you can just get a hold of him. Let's see, I don't have a phone number here. No, I sure don't. But anyway, it'll be 6:30 p.m. Tuesday night and 6:30 p.m. Wednesday night. If you get to the Sacagawea Cafe, which is in the Lewis and Clark Hotel, Lewis and Clark Motel, there, Sacagawea Cafe at 5:30, some of us will have dinner with you and have a good time before the wonderful Pastor John Weaver will be speaking and preaching a tremendous sermon, I'm sure, for our time and place here in America, which will be so important to us. So, okay, a lot of you aren't in the area, but if you would like to know how you can get a hold of Pastor John Weaver for your organization in this nation and have him come speak for you, you can call us at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. If you have an organization that would like to have Pastor John Weaver come in and show you what preachers are supposed to be preaching to the people, then give us a call at 208 area code 935-7852. That's 208-935-7852, and we'll give you his phone number so you can schedule Pastor John Weaver, one of the greatest American preachers today, to come in your area. By the way, he's the one that wrote the books we carry at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter called The Christian and Civil Government, Romans 13, preaching in that book the truth about what the true meaning of Romans 13 is, the Christian and civil government. And also he wrote the other book, The Sovereignty of God and Civil Government, about Daniel 4:35. So, praise the Lord. We thought he would not be here, but my wife, she's down, not feeling very well, but I'm going to videotape this thing, and hopefully we'll get it on a good video, and we'll be offering it through Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, to anybody that'd like to have a copy of it. My wife may not be able to go because she's got her last chemotherapy treatment, and she may not be feeling very well. And also, we have to be concerned because her immune system is down, and she wouldn't want to pick up a cold or something like that from someone there. So she may not be able to go, but I'm going to videotape it and hopefully have it available for people that would like to see what a true minister of God is supposed to be doing in America today to lead the people in the direction we should go today before the Lord returns. So, wonderful. Thank the Lord for Pastor John Weaver being able to be here. Something that someone handed me today that I want to share with you is the state of the economy. I know this isn't a police or military issue necessarily, but just so you know, I'm just going to hit the titles of what I have before me here today, because it is far too much to share with you on the program today. But before I do, I want to say that the phone lines are open at this time. If you'd like to call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and just share with you what is coming our direction, and it is all planned that way, folks. This is not the accidental theory of government. As FDR said, if it has happened in government, it's planned that way. Listen to some of these titles here of these articles that I could read, but just frankly don't have time. No aid is planned to help low-income families, seniors with energy costs, and they're supposed to be up to 70% raise in energy costs, folks. The Bush administration yesterday said it has no plans to ask Congress for additional funds to help low-income families and financially stretched seniors deal with rapidly escalating home heating bills. New Orleans sacks 3,000 workers. The state hopes to begin, well, that's not important. Here's one. Employment slumps. Manufacturing slows, U.S. economy going down. Natural gas bills expected to raise 71%, PG&E says. Americans dealing with high record gasoline prices caused by hurricanes now also face the prospect of painfully expensive home heating season. Economy wobbles in wake of Katrina. Consumer confidence plummets in September. Home sales fall. Credit card delinquencies hit record, hit by rising gasoline prices. A record percentage of credit card accounts were delinquent in the second quarter. That's from the American Bankers Association. Income down from 1999, tax data shows. Total income of Americans in 2003, adjusted for inflation, was 4% smaller than in 1999. New tax return data showed yesterday. Let's see here. Heeding to crunch fixed incomes. In response, state officials and some lawmakers want to add billions to the low-income home energy assistance program to meet both higher bills and greater demand. Sony cuts 10,000 jobs. Federated department stores cut 6,200 jobs. Coming depression. Most of the world now realizes that the main reason for the U.S. to invade Iraq was to take its oil. What most governments but few citizens know is that the rush to war was due to Saddam Hussein's committing a high crime of accepting euro dollars for oil under the Oil for Food program. Jobless claims are up. Energy prices soar. Increase in initial unemployment claims. Numbers show economic lagged even before the storm. The government reported Wednesday that retail sales fell 2.1% in August. And on and on and on, folks. I hope that you are preparing for a crash of the economy. That's why I'm sharing this with you. We must be prepared of how we're going to live if the economy crashes, which is the plan of these international banksters and the criminals in control of our government. Now, Paul, who's on the line, please? Hi, Miles in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Miles. Hello, Miles.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Mr. McClam, thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Hey, Dan Hakeville, I never really called my senator as much as I should, but I've decided, you know, I'm going to get in charge and start calling them.
Good. Very good.
I didn't hear much about the appointee that Bush has. Do you know much about her?
Well, we just know here at our two police and military associations that she's been with the Bush family very long. She is absolutely immoral, just like the Bush family, because the Bush family has been involved in all kinds of criminal activities for generations. And she knows about all the things that Bush Jr. has been doing, including Miles having that for 40 or 50 visits in the White House, that Jeff Gannon, the male porn star, homosexual, and I'm sure that this lady lawyer knows that he was in the White House and was caught recently acting like he was a reporter. But he was in there 40 or 50 times servicing somebody, and we here at our police and military association knows that because of security matters, they wouldn't allow this well-known porn star that has a website, Jeff Gannon, in there to service the Secret Service officers. You know that, and I know that. It had to be high-level people. So this lady, Harriet Myers, and knows where all the bodies are buried, and she's proved over time to Bush and his crime family that she's not going to turn on them. So just that alone, we don't need to know anything more about her. This international crime family, the Bush crime family, is not going to appoint a Mother Teresa to the Supreme Court.
Wow, I'm speechless. I mean, I know I heard someone say that she made Hillary look conservative, but I'm like, you know, I don't, after hearing what you just said, it just blows my mind.
Well, yes, it's there's a lot that she knows probably everything because she has to protect these criminals in the Bush family from falling in a position where they could be prosecuted or exposed. So she's done an excellent job. And I would say that this is why Bush wants her up there, because she'll continue to help him and his family from the indictments that we hear are coming down against the Bush cabinet, President Bush and his cabinet, in the near future. So anyway, Miles, thanks for your call. Hope you'll call back again. All right. Did you say somebody else is on the line, Paul? Okay, Rita in Texas, welcome to the program. Rita, haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, thank you. It sounds like I've been missed.
Yes.
I'm madder than a wet hen, Officer McLam.
Yes.
I'm ready for a revolution.
Okay.
I am.
You may very well get it.
Well, I see it coming. I subscribe to Infowars.com and, you know, PrisonPlanet.com. And
very
I even
good.
Spent the money subscribe to... Prison Planet TV, because
yes.
Since I moved from Austin, I wanted to be able to access, you know, the information from Alex Jones and, you know, in Austin.
Okay.
I can't get a hold of him. From what I gather on one of the Yahoo groups, they're being censored by Time Warner. And
wow.
I do subscribe to Time Warner. I am so sick. I am so sick of that daggum Time Warner. They seem to be able to throw all the garbage, like the perversion, the sexual garbage, the filthy language over the television, you know, and through their media. And now it's gotten to the point, I'm wondering, you know, how am I going to get the truth? And I believe that Alex Jones, yourself, and others like yourself are promoting the truth. And I'm going to wonder, when is RBM going to be hit? You know,
well,
when are you,
you
going to be off
know.
The line?
You never know, my dear. I've been doing this 24 years as a volunteer, and I know John Stapmiller's been doing it for years, and many of us, and we're just it's just in God's hands, sister. I mean, they could hit us any time.
Well,
you know?
God works through people, Jack McLam, and, you
yeah.
know, I'm of the belief that if there were people who didn't get off their butts in the American Revolution with a Bible in one hand and their daggum, what was it, their ammunition in the other hand,
yeah.
we wouldn't have had freedom of speech.
That's right.
But the fact
That's
of the
right.
matter is there isn't any, not when this is going on. I'm just mad.
Yes, well, praise the Lord that you're mad, my dear. Now we just got to put action to our madness. Oh, hey.
I'm going to try and find
right.
another provider. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Lord bless you, Rita. Thanks a lot. That's a great American there, Rita. She's an activist. Praise the Lord. We'll be back in just a minute with more folks.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
To the program, folks. We're fast running out of time just when we're having so much fun. Who said this, folks? Who said this? If some among you fear taking a stand because you're afraid of reprisals from the government, from customers, clients, recognize that you are just feeding the crocodile, hoping that he will eat you last. Who said that? President Ronald Reagan. Very true, folks. Don't be afraid of reprisals. Remember, God's on his throne and in his heaven, and he's in control of all of this. Let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack.
Good to have you on, Jeff.
I hate to disagree with you, but on the abortion issue and assisted suicide,
okay,
I think people that were more so born with silver spoons in their mouths, like Alex Jones or Jay Sekula, maybe even your son, because their parents had better paying jobs than a lot of others like myself, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
It is easier for you all to think nobody should abort or have assisted suicide options. Conservatives don't want food stamps, but a lot of people need them after having kids. Their jobs don't pay enough for, you know, the private sector isn't adequate.
Okay, Jeff. Well, you know, I my stand is different than when I was a young fella, because now I take a stand based in the Bible, and the Bible talks against the killing of the innocent, and it also talks about that we should do things according to the laws of God. So I've changed over the years, Jeff. I used to feel a little bit like you did about some of these issues. But now I have to stick close to the Lord, because the Lord is coming back one day, and Jeff, and you and I are going to have to stand before him and make an accounting of what we've done and what we believe in. So thanks, though, Jeff, for sharing your thoughts with us. Let's go now to Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Well, hi there, Jack. About that InfoWars thing, InfoWars has been blocked not just from Time Warner, but also from libraries. They have software in the libraries that block off certain sites, like porn sites and other sites.
Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh. Dell Computer, the company Dell Computer, had some people pulling up InfoWars during their breaks on the computers that they let the people use. They got fired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
I'll bet they did. Yeah.
And Alex has been getting a lot of really bad publicity in mainstream press. They're attacking him from every angle now.
Uh-huh.
He gets more hits on his website than Rush Limbaugh now. And people are turning to the truth now. They're quitting the mainstream media. They're going more to finding the truth.
Well, this is a good thing, Bruce. As the enemy speeds up their oppression and persecution of God's people, that's a good thing. It shows that they're very worried about the growing awakening out there, and Alex has a lot to do with that. And all of those that are on these mass communication networks are reaching out, and then the American public is following suit and sending out tapes and giving out information of where they can hear Alex Jones, John Stadtmiller, and all of them. And it's working, brother. We just have to keep doing it, Bruce. We have to keep doing it.
The more they oppress, the more people grow, the quicker they grow.
That's right. Absolutely.
The more people become aware of it. Also, one more quick item. In the classified section of American Free Press, somebody put in something that came from Militia Montana's newsletter.
Okay.
Three quarters of the illegal aliens coming across Mexico.
Okay, brother, listen, we're totally out of time, Bruce. You'll have to call me back again and finish up. Okay, thanks, Bruce, for calling in. Folks, that's it for tonight. Got to get out of here. Well, Lord bless all of you out there. Have a great evening. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a great night.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.